Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 300 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options including art bar, a gastropub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. The new Sonesta ES Suites brand offers 81 redesigned studio and one-bedroom extended stay suites, all filled with ample amenities with full kitchens for longer stays. Visit Sonesta.com/Gwinnett to learn more about their two hotels under one roof and all of the offerings for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmon here, alongside the beautiful Stephen Julian.
Oh, boy.
Hey, so Stephen, how you doing?
We know that. I'm doing very well. We are in the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel, and we heard a wonderful, wonderful commercial heading in about the wonderful things of Sonesta.
Wrong.
They've had some Sonesta, the voice. they've had some changes here at the Sonesta. They've got the suites now, and we had to update the commercial for them. And for the time being, it's my voice on
which
the commercial.
Which is awesome, right? You love doing that.
We got to get that replaced.
I noticed you didn't ask me to do it.
Would you like to do it?
Not really.
I knew that would be the answer. All right. Well, I'm not selling you very well, but I think we're going to learn about sales and marketing on today's show.
It's going to be a very good practical how-to show for all businesses.
Two really cool guests. We're going to have some fun today. Tom Pilotti is here with Tom Pilotti World, and Ryan Sowers is here with Sowers Consulting Strategies and Our Town Gwinnett Magazine.
I'm constantly amazed that these people find companies that are named for them that they can buy.
And then they go and buy them.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I haven't found Stephen Julian International yet, but one day I will.
There you go. We're going to start with Tom. Well, actually, we're going to do a roundtable. We're going to have both guests, and we're going to have a great discussion today about sales and marketing. And if you're a business owner, this is a show you definitely are going to want to listen to. We'll start with Tom, though, as far as what you do. Tom Pilotti, Tom Pilotti World, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you so very much for having me on the show. Very excited, very pumped to be here and to share some wealth and wisdom with your listeners.
Well, go ahead and tell us what your company does.
Sure. Basically, Tom Pilotti Worldwide and TomPilotti.com. Basically, I am a rainmaker, for lack of a better term. I have media clients. I have industrial clients. I do sales training. And we promote food banks and churches wherever we can give back. Again, it comes down to being a rainmaker. I cut my teeth right out of college. I woke up one night after drinking beer all night and found an ad in the college paper that said they wanted an ad director. I applied, got it, found out I could make a grand or two a month running around selling ads to ice cream and Subway and donut places. And from there, it just took off from there to the Sun Sentinel direct mail division. Was then hired away by a headhunter into the good folks at 3M that make plastic eyeballs and post-it notes, and got into their billboard business, and just from there applied everything I learned from a street level all the way up, and then got tired of working for people I was smarter than, and then just started teaching. Good Lord's given me a gift to help folks, and if we get along and you're willing to drink the Tom Pilotti Kool-Aid, I will fix your business.
You've got a really cool story, and we're going to share that story in just a second. Let me pull Ryan in. Ryan, Sowers Consulting Strategies, talk about what your company does.
Well, it is. It's funny. I found Sowers Consulting Strategies, and I thought that'd be a good company to buy because once I saw my name on it, I was like, that's meant for me.
I love it.
That's right. So, we're right on. But, yeah, along the lines of Tom, I do a lot of different things. I come at it a little bit different way. I'm a practitioner, and I'm working on my doctorate in organizational leadership. So why do I do that? Because I want to embody the best of leadership to help people through emotional intelligence, personality change, sales, marketing behaviors. Those are my specialties. I speak around the country. I've had a radio show for years, and it's great to be here today, by the way, on the other side of the mic. But, really bringing out the best in people, doing it the right way, getting them to maximize sales performance correctly, digging deep, as Tom and I were talking about before the show, and getting them to not tell me why they can't do it, but why they can, and how, and there's always a way, which we were talking about. And then also I own two monthly Our Town Gwinnett magazines that are community, family, and most importantly in our world, positive in nature, which we all so desperately need. So I keep quite busy, but it's a pleasure to be here.
What's really cool is on this show, Steve, and we're going to actually have a roundtable discussion and talk with both, because kind of similar, a little similarities between what you both do. And so we'll talk about that. But Tom, tell your story, because you talk here and looking at your notes that you started with zero.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunately when you're young and you start drinking and smoking dope and this, that, and the other as a kid, you never know. And it's a message for parents, too. You never know what you're going to be allergic to. And in times gone by, when I was a garbage can, I'll try some of that, and I did, and I found out that I was allergic to cocaine and alcohol. And it cycled through my life to where it was up and down, and then it finally being introduced to crack cocaine. And it doesn't discriminate. You can be a world leader, or you can be a bum on the side of the road, but it will literally take everything that you have. And I tried to fight it my own. It is a spiritual illness, and I am pleased to tell you that by the grace of God, I sit here healed, whole, and that's one of the reasons we like to give back. You know, we sponsor ministries throughout Atlanta. We do marketing for food banks and church websites and stuff, and, you know, we do it because I feel obligated to do it, man.
Yeah, working with CEOs and businesses and trying to explain how they can double their sales and double their profits is probably nothing compared to what you've gone through.
No,
this is probably easy.
You can't tell me it can't be done. I started this consulting business on a park bench, living in a homeless shelter with a burner phone. And, I traded a food stamps card for a laptop, and that was the beginning of this. And now I get to sit with you guys, tell this story. God is glorified in what I do, and there's no other way you gonna get past that. And I don't care. My dad is a retired New York City Police Department officer, so you could imagine his delight having to bail my monkey ass out of jail over and over and over because I couldn't stop doing stupid things. So with that, you become pretty adverse into overcoming adversity. So don't tell me it can't be done. And I'm sure. I'm sure Ryan would agree that, you know, one of the trajectories that I use is if you're a CEO, I'm going to tell you, if your marketing sucks, dude, it needs to change. Or if you're not doing something right, to being able to tell the truth in the world of consulting is worth $1 million, because everybody's going to tell you what they want you to hear in order to get paid. Man, if you don't like me and you don't like what I'm saying, call me back when it hurts, because I ain't the guy for you.
So what I love is a lot of your advice and a lot of what you're doing with CEOs now, it ties back to your experience, because if you're not ready to receive help,
right,
then you're not going to, they're not going to listen to what you have to say.
Correct.
So, and when it comes to our sales and marketing, to some extent, we have to hit bottom before we're willing to take the steps necessary, right? Same as an addiction. But I can see that how you train now comes out of your own experience.
Correct. And yeah. It becomes a matter of really getting to that, being able to tell the truth. And if we can't, and if you're not willing to accept that help by someone that truly wants you to do well, man, if your salespeople are walking around like droids on the street, or bobbleheads as I call them, you've not given them tools to sell on the street or something to talk about, man, how can you expect your numbers to not increase? And, you know, again, we talk about, Mike, you and I talked about this before the show, talking about companies inverting the sales funnel. Isn't it nice when you pick up the phone and says, hey, man, I'll take it, instead of going out wearing the wheels off your car looking for someone that may want to listen to you? Come on. So it's all about where people – If I have a brand new Lamborghini, I promise you I'm not going to take it to the roadside mechanic. I'm going to take it to Lamborghini to fix it. Buddy mine's got one. It cost him $740 to change the oil. So I work hard.
Yeah, let me jump on that. I think Tom's right on. And here's, you know, as I was mentioning to you guys, I'm going to be in Las Vegas for the Promotional Products Association International Show. So anything you see with a brand identity product, coffee mugs at the table, this is the biggest show in the world. It's like four city blocks, and I'm going to be speaking live out there just a couple days. So we'll try to shout out the radio show, just keep it between us and all our listeners right now. But what the biggest theme I'm seeing in all that we're doing right now is back to something that sounds ridiculous of us of a certain age, and I think we all are, human-to-human sales, human-to-human marketing. More authenticity, less perfection. We want to see, people want to see humanness. They want to see real. They want to hear what Tom has to say, because when people look at getting their business turned around as an expense, they're looking at it all wrong. They need to look at it as an investment, just like you would if you go and invest in something else. If they say, well, Tom, how much are you going to cost? That's all wrong. It should be looked at as, we're not in enough pain yet to do that. And human to human says, if you don't tell people the truth, even if it hurts, and I think Tom and I are both in agreement here, sometimes I've learned the hard way, if you don't tell people front end really the bottom line truth and you think they're going to change, it's like dating somebody, fighting all the time, and hoping it's going to get better when you get married. Yeah. You know, that is not the way
it does.
It never does. So human to human is this huge focus, and it's because of all the technology, all the streaming. You know, in the streaming space, it's Apple, and it's Disney, and it's Amazon, and there's so much noise and so much stress and so much we're slammed and we're buried and we're drowning, and no one knows which way to go, and we got to slow down and get some clearness and clarity so that we can focus on first things first and last things last and start moving forward.
Ryan, I was going to ask you, so you're head of Sowers Consulting Strategies, and it sounds like if you're – you said at the very beginning you were kind of studying a doctorate, and one of the things you talked about was kind of – it almost is like your training comes out of people knowing who they are, personality studies, things like that. Talk a little bit more about where's your foundation coming
from?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I spent 25 years, you know, being an senior VP of sales and marketing. So I had tons of experience, real world experience. So, and then I also teach the next generation of learners. So I'm kind of that odd bird that has the academic experience, but the real world experience, because no one wants to hear some academic guy. They're like, we don't even know what you're talking about.
Because they say if you can do, you do, and if you can't, you teach.
Right, and there's people, and I've met Tom. Tom and I got to connect early today. You know, there's people I see that they know how to do it, and he knows how to do it. But the people is, Ryan, why are you still out selling for your magazine? Because I love it. I love it. There's never a day I'm not going to sell, because the day I can't sell, I won't. So to answer your question, yes, I'm certified with DISC, you know, personalities. I'm certified with Myers-Briggs type indicator. I got certified in emotional intelligence. Why? Those are all on top of my doctorate. The more we can understand what's going on in the human mind, my oldest daughter's at Georgia Tech, and she's actually had a liking. She's studying neuroscience. I have three daughters. And
I'm so sorry, by the way.
Well, I'm going to be working until I'm 85, so call me now. So I need a GoFundMe account just to get through their clothes and their weddings.
That's
and their
why
cards.
You're selling,
that's
right?
Exactly,
there.
That's exactly what I'm selling. But to answer that, to me, we can't diagnose fully what's going on in an organization, the culture, because I can go in and change sales, but if the ultimate leadership's not on board, the salespeople are going to revert. I can go change the marketing strategy, but if the ultimate people at the top aren't buying in, no deal. Or vice versa, if the salespeople are like, they're not going to enforce this, we're going to listen because we have to, not because we want to. So all these things have been done so I can hopefully anticipate objections before they even occur.
I've got a question. I'm feeling a little out of place.
We're the only ones allowed to ask questions.
I'm feeling a little out of place. You know, I'm sitting here listening to Ryan, and he's got DISC certification. He's got all these certifications. Ryan, I need you to do some research for me, buddy. What certification would I have from kicking ass and taking names on the street? Where would we quantify that?
You know what? You know what? That
I need
is?
Some help.
You know what you need, Tom? All the certifications I have are worth jack squat unless you can kick ass on the street.
Yes, sir.
And what I mean by that is, people, when they do my bios and introduction speeches, I'm like, that sounds all great. Yeah. But if you can't do it, amen, if you don't have the drive, if you don't have the hustle, if you don't have what people are like, man, I'm feeling the energy, Ryan, when you're speaking, then it's worth jack squat. Amen. So what you have and what you're giving back, I come from it from a God's blessed me as well, amen, and giving back and making a difference. But people can feel it. I can feel it from you. That's the certification called Life. Authentic, real, genuine, making a difference. And that's worth a million times more than any first certification I've gotten.
Amen.
Great question, and I mean it.
The guest questions are not supposed to be better than the host questions.
Well,
I'm
sorry.
We're having a duel,
Mike,
today.
Sorry,
you can vote online. Twitter's going now.
Yeah.
Vote for
y'all
your
had
favorite
no,
question.
Y'all had no idea what you were in for.
That's
today,
right.
Did you?
I think we've got our listeners' attention now. So let's give the business owners that are listening some real meat to hang their hat on?
I don't hang my hat on me.
Do we hang our hat on
depends on the generation, right?
It's like a ball guy joke, right? I don't know. Sounds like a ball guy joke.
So one of the things that you talk about, Tom, is you know helping companies double their sales. We don't want to give away all your secrets, Ryan and Tom, today because that's why you guys speak all over the country. But you know, what are some keys or some mistakes that you see companies or CEOs making?
Sure. Let's talk about lead generation. And I'm going to step on Ryan's toes for a little bit.
Oh, that's all right.
Maybe he needs to go get
a Starbucks. Foot, so let's be careful there. I mean, legit.
All right, one of the things, you know, coming from a media background, it's kind of like, you know that show that they have on where the magicians come out and they won't show their face because they're sharing everybody's secrets? Well, here's one. So this is worth $1 million to somebody. What happens is when you go out into the world and you want to promote your – give me a company. What are we selling?
We're selling coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs. You want to sell your coffee mugs, but you don't want to go on WSB. You don't want to go on 97.1 The River, and those are free plugs. Thank you very much. Payable to Tom Pilotti. the fact of the matter is you can buy media at a fraction, and I offer this as one of the seminars that I use. It's how to buy media at 63% off. What happens is media outlets, they will never tell you this because they don't want you to know, is that you can buy preemptible. Remember back in the day you could buy a standby airline ticket? Mm-hmm. Well, that same philosophy works because every media outlet has available space at the 11th hour. So if you know that you can buy a full-page ad in the AJC for $9,500 and you give them a camera-ready ad and you know that if they have one at the 11th hour that you could buy for $2,500, well, you just saved yourself about $5,000. And that holds true with radio, TV, billboards. I've had one of my clients, a car dealership here in Atlanta, buying interstate advertising on billboards that sell for $4,000 a month, paying $350 a week.
Because all those
billboards
that say advertise here,
right,
that's lost revenue for that company.
Exactly.
So your advice would be
ask for preemptible space
first.
Correct. And be willing to kind of, well, I have to be on it between 5 and 5:15. No, you don't, dude.
Be flexible.
It doesn't matter.
If you
have a product that's suitable for overnight times, whatever they have available, you want. Same with billboards.
And like typical in sales, at some point, not everybody's going to go, oh, I'm so glad you asked. I mean,
they don't want you to know.
Right. Nope. And they might
Ryan
say,
don't want you to know.
And they might
now
say,
he's going to be calling them today going, dude, what am I paying $2,000 for a full page?
But not everybody will have that, or not everybody will be willing to talk to you about it, but you find the one that works for you.
You
right?
don't know if you don't ask.
All right. That is very good actionable advice to a business owner. Ryan, I'm going to pivot to you. And I'm going to ask you, one of the things that you were telling us leading up to the show is one of the areas you really work with businesses on is in their brand.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you, can you give some practical real-world advice for business owners out there? And I'll give you the full spectrum, whether it's small, large, someone who doesn't have one, someone who needs to improve theirs. Talk about give some practical advice on businesses and their branding.
Well, first of all, people get branding confused with a logo, and that's not what we're talking about. So I always say perception is reality when it comes to your brand. I mean, your brand is not what you say your brand is. Your brand is quite frankly defined by what others say your brand is.
Yeah.
So if you say, the reason people do business with me because we have the best service and the best this, and I go do a survey, and it says, yeah, they have pretty good service, but their pricing just can't be beat. Those aren't the same thing. So brand is in the eye of the beholder. I like to define the brand as your baseline, if you will, like a barometer reading of your reputation, your attributes, you know, what are the characteristics people think of, your name, what's in a name, everything, you know, like these two companies we both found, Tom and I, and your distinctiveness. I mean, how are you different? What do you bring to the table? He's going to consult in a certain way. I'm going to consult in another way. I can't be Tom. Tom can't be me. So my first book was Everyone's in Sales, which I say everybody's in communication, sales done right. My second book was Would You Buy From You? Your Brand Makes the Difference. And what I said is people overcomplicate this. I mean, we have to project the brand we want to be. It's as like I've told people, if you're not there, there's the old fake it till you make it. You've got to act the part. You've got to act like you've been in the big game. You've got to know you're going to fall down and get back up. You've got to not be scared to strike out, because when we're not learning and growing and moving forward, we're going backward. There is, based upon all the research I've done, no such thing as staying the same. So don't overthink brand. You have to think about how to get your name. When people think about you, what do they think about? Whether you're Coca-Cola or a one-person company. And if you're not on the radar, social media, traditional media, everything, you don't exist.
So a good actionable item, if I'm a business owner and let's say I'm an established business, based on that, if I want to learn more about my brand, it might be call up my 5 to 10 clients that I know will be honest with me,
yes,
and just do an informal survey before you start spending money and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
just
why do they? Yeah, I mean, why do they do business with you? Yeah. Those are the great questions. They say because it's your integrity. It's because your word is your bond. It's because, and some people can't answer this simple question. And a quick story. I had a friend of mine, and he had a company, and he said, "Ryan, I don't get all this stuff. You're trying to overcomplicate it." Kind of like Tom was saying to me over, you know, I'm a street guy. I hustle. I work hard. I said, "All right, man. All right, let me make it real simple. Why do people do business with you?" He's like, "My word's my bond. My handshake means something. When stuff goes wrong, I fix it. I do what I say I'm going to do." We're like, bingo. There you go. Now we'll just pass that up. And that's where people overthink. And if we don't have that brand, what we market and sell is going to be quite confusing, because we might be selling through literature one thing and saying one thing, and then stakeholders like, what exactly do they do?
Yeah.
And that's a great question. Thanks.
Let me give you, again, if you'd like to kind of rattle us, I feel like we're, you know, Dave Letterman top 10 items
I'm
here.
I'm not going to rattle you. Come on.
And for all those younger listeners, go to Google, look up David Letterman, G-O-O-G-L-E.
No kidding.
Have you seen him lately?
He's scary looking.
What's
he looks like Tom Hanks in
Castaway. He needs a razor. we'll get a razor sponsorship. Shout out David Letterman. Hashtag.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's give him another one, okay?
Yeah.
And this will be, Ryan, this is a shout out to you. Fact of the matter is, a business owner, okay, will typically not understand the dynamic of a fresh set of eyes. Let me give you a quick story. When I lived in a house up in Gainesville, Georgia, I had a big old backyard with a fence all the way around it, and I grew bushes all the way around that fence line. And every time I let my two dogs out, and we lived near a big road, so I was fearful, they got out, and I couldn't figure out where they's getting out. Okay, there was a hole under that fence. So what did I do? I went out one day with a chainsaw and I leveled all those bushes and I found the hole. So the moral of the story, you can't fix what you can't see. Okay, so going over years of doing field training with sales reps and sales managers, Ryan, maybe you can attest to this, sales managers being oblivious to star salespeople, churning accounts, not getting their ass out of the car, talking to new people. I took a number one sales rep with a media company in Illinois, we'll leave it at that, went in to call on a large Chinese buffet place, and this woman became dumbfounded when it came to talk to the business owner. So churning accounts, yeah, it's an art form, but it's not something that's going to get the ball into the end zone. So again, what Ryan and I bring to the table that a lot of people may or may not buy into is a fresh perspective or a fresh looky-see at your business. I refer to it as kicking garbage cans down the hallway. People don't like us when we come in, but when we take companies and start quadrupling sales, lead generation going to double and triple, and all of a sudden you're answering the phone and life is good, the dead wood falls away and the profits rise. Ryan, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right. You know, I used to show up at companies all over the country, and I'd show up in my car, and I'd have, you know, if you were up in the Northeast, you'd have a long jacket, and they're like, "Oh my God, this guy's here to fire everybody." But part of the job, what I teach salespeople is, I mean, this is, you know, it's the old Covey thing, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Are we really even asking questions? And if we are they at the deepest level? And most salespeople go, "What'd you learn on that sales call?" "Oh, you know, I don't know, I forgot." And let's say I'm not there. I didn't ask him that. Well, I didn't go on the sales call, and I know as much as you, which is nothing. And so the deep listening, the deep acting, I don't ever tell people what they're capable of, but I also tell them, you can see here in the studio, stretch and raise your arm. And I'm like, "Now really stretch." Everybody goes up 2 or 3 more inches. That's what they're capable of if they dig deep and they follow their strategies of how to do it. And so in this Vegas, I speak in Vegas like every 6 weeks, it's been, seems like. And one of the ones I got coming up, I mentioned earlier, I'm doing solution sales. And there's already, you know, 150 people pre-registered on a Saturday. Solution sales. Isn't that what all sales is about? I mean, it's not – no offense for the people if they're pre-listening to it, but creative solution sales. So we're solving someone's stress. We're making life easier. We're making it more convenient. And we're digging to what's really going on with them and not surface level whys, excuse me, what's and hows, but deep why level stuff.
Our guests on the show, Ryan Sowers with Sowers Consulting Strategies and Tom Pilotti with Tom Pilotti World. We'll continue the discussion in a second. But speaking of sales, the reason we're here today is because of our friends at Subaru of Gwinnett. We couldn't do the show without them, and we'd love to give them some love every show.
Speaking of their brand, love is what makes a Subaru, right? All of our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience, especially at Subaru of Gwinnett, where real people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. Join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Thanks to Subaru.
We're already 25 minutes into the show, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but we could go on forever. One thing you hear about sales all the time, it's a numbers game. So two things I want to ask you. Just the general... It is a numbers game? Is that true, or is that a misconception?
I would say one thing to that. It's a quality numbers game. You know, it's not just calling anybody and everybody. As Tom mentioned earlier, you want the right kind of people. So one advice I'll give, and I'll throw it over to him, is look at what your company's already doing well, what niches you focus on and excel in. Don't reinvent the wheel. Go down paths, and also don't go down the road where there's so much competition. It's okay to go down the road less traveled. So the answer to that is look what you're doing in sales. Be intelligent with your time and your effort. We only got 168 hours in the week, no more, no less. And the question I always ask salespeople is, what do you do with your precious 24/7? That's the greatest currency we have, way more than money or anything else on this earth.
I want to add, too, sometimes you ask people, well, who's your customer? And they always say, everybody. And really, it's not.
You know, everybody today, everybody's selling everything to everybody. And if that's your answer, you have absolutely no idea what your target is. You're just shooting up in the sky and going, did I hit a cell phone tower? Did I hit a bird? I have no idea. And that absolutely means marketing, sales, and leadership are not in alignment. And if your car's not in alignment, you know how it looks. Go to Subaru. You know, but
thank you for that.
Yeah, we're welcome.
Really? Well,
you know, I'm a Subaruist. I heard that. Hashtag Subaruist. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if your car's not in alignment, direction, alignment, and commitment, what you're doing in sales, you will fail, period.
All right. So to piggyback on what Ryan said, I think that probably one of the best tactics that I have to evaluate whether I want to pick up a client, because, A, if I don't like you, I don't want you. And that's not to be rude or disrespectful. But as we talked about earlier, if you're not willing to listen to wise counsel, we're just going to be going in circles, and you're going to be mad because you spent money. You're not instituting what someone has asked you to do to fix things. But really the question, and here's a million-dollar question for your business owners to ask themselves, look in the mirror and say, what's keeping me up at night? That's the diagnosis. Okay, what's keeping me up? You know what? These gosh darn salespeople, they're doing nothing but making excuses, blase, blase. Well, then you need help, because we talked about it. You can't fix what you can't see. If you're not out in the car with them, or you're not following through, or you're not giving them effective sales promotion, if you don't give them a story like the old-time newspaper boys on the street, extra, extra, man, ain't nobody cares.
For the salesperson that's out there, not the owner of the company, but the people that are out there on the streets beating that down the doors and talking, and they're hearing you guys, and they're going, well, you know, you guys have been successful because you guys got that passion, that energy. My personality is not like that. Do they need to get out of the business, or?
They need to go to Walmart. They need to get a roll of those yellow stickers and stand at the door and get a personality. How you doing? Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and go home.
I would say this, you know, the bottom line is sales is not some job title. Sales is, as I said in my first book, it's a way of thinking. Everybody is in sales to a certain extent. You can't go in the accounting department and go, someone calls you with the wrong invoice and go, you were a jerk. You need to be in a sales mentality. I'm sorry, how can we make that better? Everybody plays a role in the process. So if you have the title of sales and you don't love what you do and you don't embrace what you do and you don't want to go get training on your own, even if your company doesn't offer it, you need to go find an hourly job somewhere and get the heck out. If I sell a $5 million job or a $500 job, I'm pumped. And you need to have that energy. You need to have that excitement, and you need to have the vision, so your time is being used preciously, precisely, and you're thinking as a marketer while you're a salesperson, and marketers need to think as salespersons, and they come together and they intersect to ultimately be successful. So it's not something you can't accomplish. From day one, when I was 20 years old, I was reading every book I could, going to every seminar I could to learn, and if you pick up one nugget here, one nugget there, and then do it, activate it, try it, and make it your own.
We've had a fantastic conversation so far. I hope we can continue it for a few more minutes. What I also hope is that I'm not going to completely derail it with this question. So, be forewarned. There you go.
I want a Subaru. I want a Subaru.
No, that's not.
Here's
that
your keys.
That would derail it.
You get a car.
I mean,
you get a car.
We're not complaining.
You get a
car. We're happy. Thank you. We appreciate you saying that on air.
Magnetic sign on the door.
Sales goals into existence over here.
I never heard you say that, Stephen.
No, I did not. What I want to ask is this. You know, Tom, you had kind of mentioned about you'd started by talking about the preemptive marketing and getting on the billboards and the full page ads. I think we've I see that one of the things we're going down in the sales world is you either have to choose, I'm going to do a great website or advertise on Facebook or do a billboard or do an ad in the paper. I'm going to do all these things to get people to call me, or I'm going to go pound the pavement and talk to as many people as I can and do cold calling. It's almost like an either or, and I don't think either of you guys would agree with that. What advice would you give to salespeople and to sales leaders and business owners about combining those things? I want to make my phone ring. I also know that it's also going to take networking and getting out in the community and doing something. How do we combine those efforts?
Sure. Well, it's so much as, you know, in the big world of Pepsi-Cola and Budweiser, it's a media mix. You see it on TV, you hear it on the radio, and you see it on the billboard. All of it is engineered specifically to get your attention at the lowest cost per thousand humanly possible. There's metrics and people wearing Birkenstock sandals sitting in an agency calculating all that. So here you've got a guy that runs a car dealership here in town, and they're wondering, and what happens is, this person, God bless him, may be very well at selling 350 cars a month. But what happens is the flavor of the day, the flavor of the month comes along, and it's nothing but Russian roulette to see what works. Case in point, when having somebody that you bring on as a consultant or an educator or a teacher that truly has a vested interest in making the numbers, and I take contingency accounts all the time. I want to be paid commensurate upon moving the needle. Let me double your sales, then send me a check. I know what I can do. A lot of people won't. But fact of the matter is, the media mix has to be not what the owner or general manager feels in their mind's eye has to be. You need the mechanic to unbolt the starter motor, put the new one back in there. It may be a matter of social media, advertising on Radio X. It may be a billboard well executed, social media, paper. It doesn't really matter. But fact of the matter is, those tools need to be integrated. There needs to be a mix. And if you have a limited budget, when you go to using traditional media, well, isn't it better to pay 30 cents on the dollar and be able to spread that out and have a website that actually works? I looked at a national account, and then I'll turn this over to Ryan. Guy called me up yesterday, and we won't talk about it because he may very well be here next week. Fact of the matter is, he sells a product, and when I went to his website, I understand in a heartbeat what he was doing. I went to his website, and my eyes glazed over because I didn't. He was a poor communicator. Now, I've got to tell this guy this today. He's either going to be pissed off and never want to talk to me, or 3 beers later, he's going to roll over and go, shit, Tom, you were right. Fact of the matter is, his communication is ineffective. And it needs a landing page to say, hey, stupid, this is what I do. You want it, call me. Bada bing, bada boom. That's my Italian coming through. But that's how it works. Ryan, take it away.
You know, sales is not either or. It's both and. And marketing is the same way. So salespeople got to think as marketers, and as I was saying before, we've got to look at all the channels. I was an early social media adopter, so on Twitter and LinkedIn back in 2007. Some people are listening. They're probably like 5 years old then. But, you know, in all seriousness, it's not, you know, owning two local traditional magazines. When I walk in the door wearing that hat, people are like, well, I don't get that. A salesperson has to be educated to talk Facebook advertising, to talk billboards, to talk podcasts, to talk the power of vlogs, to talk the power of Google AdWords. They can't just know their widget and go, well, I don't know. I just know what this costs. That's not deep thinking. That's not coming in as a professional. That's a poor brand. And if they say, well, we don't have any training, then get training on your own. It's training and investing in yourself. Salesperson should want to invest in themselves. Everything about marketing in today's world is about a two-way dialogue, not a one-way monologue. No one wants to be pitched at. No one wants to be sold to. People want to have a real conversation. They can quickly look you up and look at your website or look at your Twitter account, or you guys can look at my stuff and say Instagram and Twitter and things I tweeted late last night. Great. You know about me before I ever open my mouth. And if you don't, as a salesperson, you are cutting steps and you're lazy and you're looked at as how in the world don't you know who you're calling on when you walk in the door. You should know. And then the extreme of that is the salesperson does research for an hour. And I'm like, 3 minutes, man. 3 minutes, you should have an idea of who you're talking to. And that's what a professional sales call looks like. We have online, which is all what we think of digital and social media, podcasts, et cetera, radio. And then we have all our offline channels. And people say, which one's better? It is not either or. It is integrated. It is both and it is we are at the intersection of sales and marketing in 2019, where humans are back in the middle.
Guys, I hate to say this, but we're out of time. Now, can we just cancel next week's guest, Steven, to have Ryan and Tom come back?
Yes.
Feels like church a little bit, doesn't it?
We need to just do this every month.
I can see.
Turning your handles.
That's fun.
Number 297, Blessed Assurance.
Ryan, for those that would like to find out more about Sauer's Consulting Strategies, reach out to you. Also find out more about Our Town Gwinnett Magazine. Where can they get all this great information?
I tell you, just my consulting website. You go to sauersconsulting.com. And then for our two community, family, monthly, positive magazines, ourtowngwinnett.com. And it'll get to me either way.
And for those that are spelling challenged like myself, spell Sauers.
Sauers. S is in Sam. I do this a lot. AUERS.com. And if you forget, it's ryansauers.com, RYANSAUERS.com. They'll both get you to the same place.
Great. Same question for you, Tom, for those that might want to reach out and look at you for your services.
Absolutely. You can reach out to me via the website. It's Tom Pilotti. It sounds like the exercise, but as I shared with you earlier, it's spelled like the Sopranos.
Oh,
P-I-L-O-T-T-I. And if it's all right with you, we'd like to offer up. I've got a new book out. It's called Shut Up and Sell, not to be confused with Shut Up and Eat, which is another feature of the program Radio X. But fact of the matter is it's listed on Amazon for $10. If any of your listeners would like a free copy, simply go to the website or email me at tom@tompilotti.com. It's called Shut Up and Sell, and it's a lot of the nuts and bolts and mechanics. It's not a lot of fluff on how to use emails that actually get a 400% increase and so forth. It was really kind of my best stuff put in form for a CEO or somebody to look at and to go, hey, I probably want to talk to this guy. How to cut through very quickly. So there's a free gift for the Radio X listeners.
There you go. And Ryan, your books are available on...
They're both on Amazon. I don't give them away for free, but you go to Amazon.com and put my name in, and there's a lot of time and a year spent writing each book, but we all do it a little bit differently, and
different strategies.
But yeah. if you Google Ryan Sauers, you can find both books.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Tom Pilotti with Tom Pilotti World and Ryan Sauers with Sauers Consulting Strategies and Our Town Gwinnett Magazine. Wow.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm going to go call a bunch of clients this afternoon. And really
You are focused and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Our job has been done here today.
Amen.
Want to thank all of our listeners. And a reminder, you can listen to this show anytime you want. This would be, just some great nuggets in this show alone. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then click on this show, Gwinnett Business Radio. You can not only hear this episode, but another 5 previous years of episodes there on the website as well. Want to thank our listeners. Want to thank our producer, Trey, for Steven. I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Business Radio X.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!